Do you ever face disappointments? Oh, I know I do. But God has a way out of it. And today we're going to look at that. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We're in episode 18 and we are studying Psalm 62 in our Summer of Hope. Called today's teaching, Overcoming Disappointment. Let me read the psalm. Psalm 62, verse 1. This is a psalm of David. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him? Like a leaning wall, a tottering fence. They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. And this is an awesome psalm. Again, one of the highlights. I've picked 40 of my favorite psalms, and this one is on overcoming disappointment. Let me give you three working thoughts. Number one, as long as God is my only expectation, I will never be disappointed. Most of our disappointment comes because we are expecting everything but God. We're putting our expectation in a marriage. We're putting our expectation in a boyfriend or girlfriend, if you're a guy. We're putting our expectation in our bosses, in our paychecks, in our homes, in the weather pattern. I mean, we are putting our expectation in our dreams, in our callings, in our gifts, in everything but in the Lord. And Psalmist here reminds us, David reminds us that it is only when we go back to the place where God is my only expectation that will never be disappointed. You want to get over your disappointment? You start, read the psalm and personalize it. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. Start talking it to God. God, you alone are my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be greatly shaken. Tell him, God, you are my rock, myself. I will not be shaken. On you rests my salvation and my glory. I love it. I need to be doing this in my life. I know my expectations are lined up right when I experience peace and tranquility in my heart instead of disappointment. You want to know whether you're expecting the right thing in your life? Check your reactions. Are you constantly living in discouragement and disappointment? Maybe you're not resting in the Lord. That's the easiest way that I can tell in my life when my expectation is no longer from the Lord and it's shifted to my desires. It is when I have turmoil in me. But when I remind myself, God, it is not these things that I want. Those are not going to bring me happiness. You are my happiness. I expect you in my life. You are my joy. And once I realign my desires with the truth, I feel a peace and a lightness in my heart. And that's how you know you're aligned right, because there's a lack of a dissonance. There's a peace. I know my expectations are lined up right when my hope is not from God, but when my hope is God. Do you see the difference? Most of us, we have hope from God. We think, oh, my hope is because God is going to meet my fill in the blank. We have hope because God is strong and can meet my needs. We have hope because God is power and can overcome my enemy. But that's not even what I'm talking about here. That's not what the psalmist is talking about. It is a shift from hoping from God to my hope that is God. He is my hope, not what he gives me, not the answer to the prayer request I want. He alone is my hope. He is who brings me happiness. His presence, him in me. That's it right there. And I fail to explain it other than look at what it is that you think will make you happy in your life. And if the answer is not God himself, then listen to me. Thank God for every disappointment in your life that makes it feel like that thing is gone. You know, you might look at a rejection and be like, gosh, I can't believe I'm going through this rejection. This hurts. This stings. Instead of being disappointed, you stop and you praise God for the opportunity to go back to the place where he alone is your hope. As long as God is my only expectation, I will never be disappointed. Number two, as long as God is my only expectation, I'll always have all that I'll ever need. Look, he is all that we ever need. First Peter says that. He says that we have everything we need for life and godliness in Christ. Because God knows my need, I can rest in his provision. I don't have to give him a list of the things that I need. He already knows what I need. What I have is already what I need. He's given me it is good because he's given it. You see, we just have a warped way about it. We think that we've got to kind of turn it into something that's good. Like somehow God's got to change it for us to be grateful for it. No, no. If he's given it, that means it's good for you. So stop fighting it. Because God knows my need, I can always rest in hope. So that's point number two. As God is my only expectation, I'll always have all that I'll ever need. And number three, as long as God is my only hope, I don't have to go on fighting my own battles. Really, this is how the psalmist dealt with the difficulties in his life. He would come to God and he would remind, trust in him at all times, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for me. And other people, you know, they look like they're winning and things might look like, you know, like better for them. And he even reminds himself, if riches increase, don't set your heart on them. The only place where we can rest and have hope is in Christ. And this is the place where we no longer have to fight our own battles. We can rest in him. My battles are not won by my own resources, but by God. My battles are not won because of my own power, but even in my weakness, God's power is my strength. And he reminds himself in verse 11 that power belongs to God. And why are my battles won? Well, simply put, my battles are won because God loves me. Then that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you render to a man according to his work. And the psalmist always has a way of ending with the bottom line, which is this: the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God loves you. It's going to be okay. Hey, are you facing disappointment today? Are you overcome by disappointment? You don't have to be. You fix your eyes on the Lord. You ask him to be all that you ever need. Make him the sole goal of your life. And I'm telling you, you're going to find the freedom that's yours in Christ. This is a good place to be. I pray that we would meditate on this today and make it our own. And in the meantime, rejoice, because it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Love you. Catch you again tomorrow.